And here in California, two civil liberties groups are suing the federal government over its policy of seizing electronics, like cell phones and laptops, from U.S. residents who are returning to the country after a trip abroad. The groups want the government to explain how it decides who to target for these searches and seizures. But the government insists it has the right to this information any time a person comes back into the country. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Nabila Mango is a naturalized U.S. citizen who came to this country more than 40 years ago. Last December, she returned from a three-week trip to the Middle East. Customs agents at the San Francisco airport demanded to know the names of everyone she met in Jordan and the address of every place she visited. They also wanted to know the name, address, and occupation of her American-born daughter. She says they also seized her cell phone. When it was returned, the record of her recent calls had been erased.
I felt really I lost all my civil rights, my human rights in this country, and I was worried about my safety, the safety of my daughter, the safety of my friends, the safety of everyone who was on my cell phone.
Mango is one of more than 20 travelers, both citizens and non-citizens, mainly of Muslim, Middle Eastern, or South Asian background, who say they were questioned about their religious practices and political beliefs. They also had their laptops and cell phones searched, and in some cases, they say, information from their electronic devices was copied. Susan Gurley, director of the Association of Corporate Travel Executives, has heard similar complaints from business travelers. Her group is concerned with the personal and business information extracted by customs officials.
And that's the question for us. What happens with that information once it's copied? Where does it go? Whom is it shared with? When is it destroyed? How long is it stored? And we have not really received adequate explanation from the U.S. government regarding these questions.
Now, two San Francisco-based civil liberties groups, the Asian Law Caucus and the Electronic Frontier Foundation, are suing the Department of Homeland Security. They want the government to explain its policy for border searches and the rules for seizing and copying the contents of laptops and other devices. Shireen Sinar is an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus.
When the government searches your books, examines your computer, and demands to know your political beliefs, it sends a message that the First Amendment disappears at our nation's doorstep.
A spokeswoman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection declined to comment on the pending suit, but in a written statement, she said laptop computers can be detained if they contain information about possible ties to terrorism, narcotic smuggling, child pornography, or other criminal activity. But the question is, how is the decision made over which laptops to search? Orrin Kerr specializes in computer crime law at George Washington University. He says the federal government has a good reason not to disclose how it makes those calls.
If the government has to disclose what policies it's following, then if you want to circumvent that policy, the disclosure gives you a recipe to do that.
Furthermore, Kerr says, the two civil liberties groups have no case.
The Supreme Court has said quite clearly that at the border, the government has very strong powers to search and seize. This is a rule going back hundreds of years. So this is a well-established exception to the Fourth Amendment warrant requirement. And I don't think courts are going to be eager to basically temper that by saying that whatever the policies are have to be disclosed and known.
Still, Susan Gurley of the Association of Corporate Travel Executives offers this advice for her clients. If you don't want your personal or proprietary business information shared with the government, then don't bring it. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.